Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Dr. Barna, let's talk about churches and the impact that church has had on culture. Let's talk about pastors, because I feel like when we talk to pastors, oftentimes they're kind of at a loss. They're like, we're doing our best. We don't know what to do. We're trying to bring it back. We're trying to set that foundation, but there seems to be some kind of a disconnect between the churches and the pastors and the parents and the kids. And instead of all of us working together to present the biblical worldview that is set forth for us in scripture, it almost seems sometimes like we're all kind of going in different directions. Do you see that to be true? And then talk about church. How can the church come alongside of parents to help disciple their kids? And then I want to talk about discipleship specifically a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, Yvette, as I've been studying the culture and the church's role in it and church's performance in it, it's pretty clear that most Christian churches in America today are not disciple-making places. That's not their focus.
Right.
As we've interviewed senior pastors across the country, what we found is that there are five things that most churches measure in order to determine whether or not they're an effective ministry. More than four out of five senior pastors tell us that their church is very effective in ministry. And when we ask them, well, that's great, but on what basis do you make that claim? The five things are that they have growing numbers in terms of how many people show up, how much money they raise, how many programs they offer, how many staff people they've hired, and how much square footage they've built out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a measurement guy, so I'm glad they're measuring things. But as a measurement guy, I know you get what you measure. You only measure the things that you think are vitally important and that you're going to invest heavy resources into. Mm-hmm. And the problem with those five measures that churches use is that Jesus didn't die for any of them. Right. And so that being the case, that conveys to us, well, maybe we shouldn't be emphasizing those things. Maybe we ought to look at what Jesus said was important and start measuring those things. But we don't measure discipleship in churches. In fact, we spend a lot of time trying to find churches that do try to do an objective assessment of how they're doing at disciple making. And it's a very small number of churches across the country that mm-hmm. really take that obligation seriously. So, you know, how can that be turned around? Well, it's a leadership issue first and foremost.
Yep.
And that's a whole other broadcast that we can do sometime about leadership within the church.
Yeah.
But if we were to take it down and look at what's happening in the children's ministries in our churches, are we discipling them in those churches? The answer there is no. Because again, going back to those success factors, how many people show up, how much money, how many programs, et cetera, what does that mean? Well, we're really focused on adults because adults are thought to be what matters. And so then what about children? Well, children essentially are bait. What we're trying to do is hook the big fish. The big fish is the adult. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we can get them is if when their children come to church and they go into a Sunday school or some other program and they emerge feeling happy, the parents felt that they were safe, maybe the child made some friends, all of those kinds of things are what really matter to the parents. Parents aren't even going to church thinking, when I drop my kid off at Sunday school, I want them to be discipled. No, they're thinking, I want them to be safe and happy. And if that happens, then they'll come back again. And then the church at large is happy because now they've hooked the big fish through the child. How can that happen? Well, partly, again, it's a leadership issue. We go back to the children's pastors in churches across the country. Our national survey of them found that only 12% of children's pastors have a biblical worldview.
Wow.
Again, you can't give what you don't have. 7 out of 8 children's pastors do not have a biblical worldview. So if there's any teaching that's going on, it's probably not biblical. Right. It's certainly not systematic.
Sure.
Most likely not intentional, and certainly not comprehensive. And so we've really got kind of a lose-lose situation going on there.
Right.
Because we know that those same children's pastors, for the most part, are doing next to nothing to come alongside parents mm-hmm. and to say, you know what, it's really your responsibility, not mine. I get them 1 week, 1 hour a week.
Right.
You know, so what do I need to know about what you're doing so that I can support you as mm-hmm. you're trying to help build your child's worldview?
Right.
That's your job, and I'm here to support you in that. That kind of conversation or programmatic thrust doesn't happen right. in all but a very small number of churches across the country. So here's a situation again where if we look at the local church, it's really not adding value to what most Christian families are doing, mm-hmm. if they're doing anything to try to disciple their children.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.